The new glider, we've talked about it many times on this program. How have you found it? Have you used it yourself or someone in your family? Maybe it has made your journey into work that bit more pleasant, maybe quicker. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Not everyone is happy though. I've been speaking to Mark Heenan. Now, he is frustrated that he now cannot park outside his child's school, which is St James's Primary on the Falls, to drop his kids off.
Last year I was able to park outside the school, drop the kids off safely, get off my way. I was only here 10 minutes. Now I'm having to come down at 8:30, park in the graveyard with 70 other people, all because people decide that they can't compromise at all.
What would the compromise be for you? How would that work?
I don't see what's so hard to make two windows, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, where we can safely drop our children off. Is it fair to have to park 100 to 150 metres away from the school?
You know there'll be people saying, look, it's not that far, it's just a few metres away.
I respect that decision, but I also have to understand that I have to communicate the needs of my child. My child's 8 years old, he has autism. He also has difficulties in the sense where he believes that he's tired and exhausted after a short period of time. So he's 8 years of old, he's a big heavy boy. I can't be carrying him and also walking with a 4-year-old to school. So if I could park there and go in, then it's great. This is short distance. He goes into school, he's concentrated. Mm-hmm. By the time I walk him from halfway down the road, he gets into school, he's aggravated, he's agitated. So this, and this is before he starts his education.
Yeah.
And with autism, with the greatest respect to the people making the decisions, it's difficult enough as it is without having to go through that sort of pressure beforehand.
Yeah.
And now, it's okay, I'm dropping them off and I trust the teachers to do their job, but I have to then go on to my job, so do, which I had to change my hours to do last year, so I did, knowing this was going to happen. So I'm having to change my hours to suit them, and I'm also having to go into work thinking and hoping that my son's okay and he's having a good day, and I'm not going to get a phone call to turn and say, listen, Dara's struggling, can you come down and reassure him? Because last year, I had a park in the graveyard because they were drafting this in and they were doing roadworks. What happened? I then dropped my son into school, I get a call during the day. He's upset. Why is he upset? Because he thinks you're dead. Because we parked in the graveyard. Why? Because he takes everything to the literal sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a real impact on your son and your life?
It is a very, very serious impact. And I wrote to my MPs, I wrote to my MLAs, I wrote to the people making the decision. I keep on reading the response in the papers, which is, we're going to work with schools to promote safer transport. Where's my safer transport? I can't afford £1,500 to £2,000 a year in bus fares, which is going to cost me for me and my children. I then can't afford to go and change my hours again because my employer won't let it. There's only so much give they can make. What we're asking for is a half an hour in the mornings, and maybe an hour and 45 minutes in the window in the afternoon, so the children can safely leave their school at 2 o'clock right through till what, 3 or 3:15?
So your message to the people that do make these decisions and that maybe could do something about it?
Speak to us, understand our concerns, just sit down with us and have a chat and understand where we're coming from. We're not opposed to the BRT, we're simply opposed to decision making without consideration.
0-30-30-80-55-55. What's your experience on the glider been? Maybe it's something that you feel has improved your commute, your journey to work. There are, of course, some designated drop-off times for loading, so 10 to 2. Within that, if you have if you're able to deliver whatever that might be, you can pull over. There's also allowances, for example, if you have a blue badge, or if you are part of a funeral, then obviously there are allowances in there. We also know cyclists are allowed in the bus lanes, and I guess the question could be asked, if we then extended that to school drop-offs, you know, do you think that might affect how quickly and how smoothly the glider can operate? The whole idea of this was a rapid system, so the speed was important. We did go to the Department for Infrastructure for a statement. They said they had consulted widely with local communities and elected reps since 2012 on the proposals for the new £90 million BRT system. And this has included numerous local public information events where everyone in the area had the opportunity to view the proposals and to speak to members of the team. But what I would say back to that is, obviously, when things come into operation, people can become more aware of it, and there maybe are reasons to tweak and to change the rules down along the way. It's only been in operation for a couple of weeks, if even now. So maybe there are you know, reasons to change how we do things. They say the bus lanes operate between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and are vital to ensure that the glider service can operate reliably at high frequency to help journey time and reliability. We'll take your calls on that if you would like later in the programme. 0303 80 55 55. Does it affect you? Your drop off at school? I was outside that school yesterday for about 10-15 minutes and I spoke to quite a few parents, and many of them were frustrated at the changes, having to walk their kids. It wasn't raining yesterday morning, but we know what the weather is like here and how that might affect you down the line.